Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
J.K. Dobbins met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I feel amazing. I feel pretty dang good. I'm going to just leave it at that because I feel so good.
J.K., when we asked John at the beginning of training camp why you weren't practicing, he said that's a J.K. question. So we'll ask you straight out, why weren't you practicing at the beginning of training camp?
That's a tough question. I was just, being cautious. My teammates need me, so I want to be there for my teammates, and that's all it was. My teammates understood, what was going on. So it's all good now. I'm out here.
How difficult was the decision both in not being here and then when you came back and so forth? I mean, how did you, deal with that?
Oh, I was here the whole time. I was here the whole time. I was going to meetings.
Sorry, but I meant practice.
Oh, that's tough. That's always tough for me because I'm a guy who loves to play football. I love playing football. I love being with my teammates out there, and they love when I'm out there. So it was super tough, but we got through it, and we'll continue to get better as a team, with me out there, and it'll be great. It'll be a great year. It's going to be a great year.
Can you speak to your confidence, your optimism around the type of year that you have this year?
You said what?
Could you speak to the confidence and the optimism you have around the type of season that you have this year?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty dang confident, especially coming off of, the end of the year last year when a lot of people could see that I wasn't all the way 100% healthy, but still had some pretty good games there. But I always say, those games that I had good games could have been even better if I was 100%. So, if I get the volume of some of the other guys, it'll be a real good year.
JK, along those lines, you were pretty honest at the end of last year about wanting to have a bigger workload, wanting the ball more. It's a new offense coordinator, new offense. How confident are you that you'll have a bigger workload than maybe you've had in the past?
Well, what I mean by having a bigger workload is, if the game is going, if we're running the ball good, that's all I meant. I didn't mean, I don't want to be a ball hog or anything like that. Whatever, if the game is flowing and I'm hot, let's roll, and stuff like that. That's what I meant, but – if the game is going good in the pass game, let's keep passing it, So that's all I meant, And, hopefully I have a hot hand this year, and everyone has a hot hand. So defensive coordinators are having nightmares when they see the Ravens on the schedule because we have so many weapons. We have an amazing quarterback. We have an amazing line, amazing defense. We really have a lot of tools here. So hopefully it'll be a good year for all of us.
You mentioned that you weren't 100, you didn't feel 100% last year. Do you feel 100% as we're speaking?
Yes, sir, I do. And by 100%, 100%, I mean my knee felt good, my body felt good, but I didn't have the off season that I needed to be me, So I didn't have all my speed there and stuff like that, but now it's a little different. Yeah.
JK, obviously the business side of the NFL is very tough, but seems to be even tougher now for running backs. How has it been for you as a person that's in a contract situation right now?
It's been a blessing, because – for me to even be in a situation in the NFL, a lot of people dream of being in the NFL. And for me to even be talking about a contract, another contract is a blessing, And with the whole running back thing, each organization knows who they have. You know what I'm saying? Each organization knows who they have as a whole team. So, each organization stands alone, Like guys like Saquon and those guys are amazing guys. And only that organization knows what to do with that situation. So whatever the next organization wants to do with the running back they have, if they feel special about them, then maybe they pay them. You can't say that because Christian McCaffrey, he makes a lot of money, So I think it's all about what the organization wants to do. And far as me, I love it here, and I want to finish my career here. I'm a loyal man, so I only want one team. So hopefully that happens, but you never know what God has planned. So we're just going to keep going, keep playing good football. That's it.
Do you feel like you and your agent have had productive conversations with Eric about the possibility of being here beyond this year, or is that just on hold for now?
Yeah, the conversations, you know, Mr. Eric is, he's the best GM, in the game, you know, so he'll get it worked out. Whatever happens, happens, you know, he's going to get it worked out. We have good conversations, and I have much respect for Mr. Eric and Mr. Harbaugh, Coach Harbaugh, everyone, Mr. Steve. So it is what it is, you know, but I'm, you know, when the time be, I'm going to go out there and play and do good, you know, so. Hopefully, I'm playing for the Ravens for the rest of my life, my football career.
JK, you preach positive usually. There were a lot of negative reactions to your absence. Did you shield yourself from that? How do you take that in when there are those who are critical of your stance?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't really know what it takes to be in a position as I am in, you know. What it takes to just go out on the field, you know, it can be pretty dangerous and things like that. And, you know, with that being said, a lot of people didn't like what was happening. No one even knows the truth of what was happening, right? So I see that, and I see it as a positive thing because God chose me to be the people throw all the stuff at me, the dirt on my name and stuff like that. And I did see a little bit of stuff, you know, like, oh, what is he doing? What is he doing? This and that. But at the end of the day, I do think I'm pretty good at football. And, the numbers will say that and things like that. So I'm positive about it always because at the end of the day, the people who really love me, who really help me, that's the only thing that matters. And the people who genuinely care for me, I care for them back. So even if a person is rude to me or anything like that, I'll just pray for them. You know, I'll pray for those people that were talking negative about me because that's not going to bring me down. I've been through too much to care about what someone I probably don't know says about me, you know. But to those people who say great things about me, I'll literally do anything for any of the good people. I don't know who's all good here right now, but if you needed any help from me, I would help you, right? So That's why I stand with it. You know, I would always help, like, anyone. Like, if you ever needed help, I would make sure to help you. Unless you're just straight out rude to me. Then I can't help you. Sorry, you got it on your own. But 9 times out of 10, I'm going to help you. So shame on those people who talked about me because I do feel like I'm a great guy and that I would do a lot for people, you know, that need help. So
do you feel like you have anything to prove?
Always. Always, man. I do think that healthy, you know, I can be one of the top backs in the league. And that flashes sometimes, you know. But I just got to prove it. And I am going to prove it one day. One day it will happen.
JK, in Todd's offense, you know, it's pretty clear that the running backs might be more of a receiving threat than years past. Just what are your thoughts on that and what you bring to the table there?
I mean, you see. That's all I got to say. You can see it. You will see it. You know, you will see it. You'll see it.
Lamar Jackson, right before the season last year, said, "We're just done with this contract stuff until after the season. Just done with it." Is that going to be your approach as well?
We'll see. You know, like I said, each person stands alone in that type of situation. And if that worked for him, that works for him. We'll see. We'll just see what God has planned for, you know, what's happening. I just hope I'm a Raven for life. That's all I say.
Last one, please.
JK, going back to Landover the other night, is there anything in you or is that more your life, your career kind of behind you?
You said what?
Like going back to Landover, FedEx Field, you know, is there anything after you? Is that part of your kind of story behind you?
Yeah, man, that was a great thing for me to go back. You know, just to feel and see everything again because that was a hard time for me, but it was also a blessing in disguise. You know, it made me a stronger man, made my faith stronger, it made me a better person, you know. And so it sucked at the moment, but now that I look back and when I went back there, it was all smiles because I made it through that. That was a hard time and I'm still getting better from it, you know, and it's a blessing.
All right. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.